Glenn Campbell with Wichita Lineman on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Now, we just talked about Fabergé eggs after the Visit Isle of Wight show, featuring all the kind of build-up and interesting news around the Romanov celebrations in East Cowes. And I have only three bits of weird and wacky news this particular week. But one of these is around national parks. So England is going to have a review of its national parks. That may sound a little bit weird. I haven't really introduced that very well. But there's going to be a review into the national parks. So kind of how many there are, where they are, what they are. And this has been prompted by Environment Secretary Michael Gove, who has said that it is kind of the right time to review these national parks after 70 years after the first national park was created. Now, in response to this announcement, Ireland MP Bob Seeley took to social media to push the cause, push the case for the island to become a national park. And the island is already an area of outstanding national beauty. God, that took it out of me, didn't it?
You got there, Tom.
But Mr. Seeley is pushing for this to be upgraded to national park. And so in a poll of his Twitter followers, 76% were in favour of the island becoming a national park, and there were 24% against. And so I wanted to throw the question to anybody in the room, thinking, do you think the island should be a national park? It's already an area of outstanding national beauty. What differences would there be? And would it hurt industry if there was environmental regulations put in place because it was a national park?
Yeah, I think the problem would be designating the whole island as a national park. Because, as you say, Tom, there are restrictions then on industry, and I think also restrictions on house building as well.
Yeah. Exactly. And if we want to move with the times, we may have to build more affordable housing potentially, yes, which is always a very controversial issue on the island anyway.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, maybe a compromise would be good. So if certain areas of the island were designated
as protected
parks, and they were protected and ring-fenced, but then other areas could be developed as necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I thought that would be a very interesting thing to kind of talk about, because in the poll, 76% were in favour of the island becoming a national park and 24% were against. So I'm wondering, apart from the industry thing that we just mentioned, would there be any other major reasons that the island wouldn't be a national park? Because it is a very beautiful place. There are lots of amazing landscapes. I started filming it's a kind of a 60-second short film that I'm trying to enter into a competition. I started filming on the bank holiday, and we kind of went on basically a road trip around some amazing locations. So we went to Mottiston, we went along the military road to Chale, and then to Steep Hill Cove, and the landslip between Shanklin and Ventnor. And I think the island's deserving, in my own opinion. I think it's very much deserving of a national park status, because it is...
Well,
I think it's of the calibre.
If it's going to become a national park, I believe it should become a royal park.
Oh, Carl would like that.
Yes, what with our links with Queen Vic.
Absolutely.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
I think probably, Tom, the problem for me is I don't know what it means to be a national park. So would there, apart from restrictions on building or industry, say, would there be any constraints on farmers as to how they farmed?
I don't know.
And maybe visitors to the island, would there be restrictions on numbers entering?
On the flip side, could you argue that maybe that might be an incentive for more people to come to the island because it's a national park?
True, but it's already AONB, isn't it? So it's already renowned for its beauty.
Yes.
And
it's nature.
Very. It's just making me just kind of pull a little thinking face here. But I would like to ask anybody who is listening, if you have any opinions or thoughts on the island becoming a national park as an upgrade from its current status as an area of outstanding national beauty, you can tweet us at Vectis Radio. Portugal the band now, and then we'll be back with some news.